There are also ceremonies taking place around the world in memory of the victims of last year's attacks. From Sydney to Tokyo, Moscow to London, political and religious leaders offered prayers and condolences. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
The long nave of St. Paul's Cathedral hosted thousands of somber mourners. 3,000 white rose petals were released from the dome to commemorate the number of victims. Prince Charles represented the House of Windsor. His mother remained at Balmoral Castle in Scotland for private reflection. The Queen released a statement saying, right must and will prevail. Across town at the U.S. Embassy in Grosvenor Square, Britain's Home Secretary David Blunkett quoted President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, warning of the dangers of self-doubt.
We owe it to ourselves to have the courage to face down those who we owe it to ourselves to have the courage to face down those who would take away our safety and security and would undermine our democracy. So I have no hesitation, Mr. Ambassador, in saying this morning, God bless America.
At the Vatican, Pope John Paul II used his weekly general audience at St. Peter's to call for new initiatives in order to, quote, solve situations of injustice and oppression. One year after September 11th, the pontiff said, no situation of injustice, no feeling of frustration, no philosophy or religion can justify such an aberration. Russian President Vladimir Putin placed a call to President Bush earlier this morning. The conversation was broadcast on Russian radio. Putin spoke to the president in the second-person singular form of Russian, normally reserved for addressing close friends. Together with you all, Putin told Bush, we are remembering those killed in New York and Washington a year ago. Putin also offered the support of the Russian people to the people of America. The Russian leader emerged early as one of the Bush administration's staunchest allies in the war against terrorism. Putin gave his blessing to the presence of U.S. forces now stationed in several former Soviet countries, including Kyrgyzstan, where troops commemorated the anniversary with a flyover from F-18 jets. In Paris, French President Jacques Chirac attended a memorial service at the U.S. Embassy.
Je veux saluer la mémoire de toutes les victimes.
The French leader spoke about the heroism of those who helped in the rescue efforts. Despite France's cool stance toward a possible military campaign against the Iraqi regime, Chirac reiterated France's solidarity with the U.S.-led fight against terrorism. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Gianfranco Fini also attended a memorial service. Fini was in Rome, where he called on world leaders not to forget the lessons of September 11th.
Per impedire altre tragedie,
international cooperation against terrorism has been strengthened and extended, Fini said. The war on murderous terrorism should make use of military force if necessary. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.